StormLakeRadio.com in the Coach's Corner. Ryan Thompson here, and on Tuesday, May 17th, previewing Ridgeview softball and joined by head coach Scott Phelps. Season is near, Coach, and I want to ask you first, last year's 8th grade class did extremely well. I think only endured one loss all season long, and losing five seniors from your varsity squad a season ago, some players are going to be having to fill some voids as far as those youngsters go. What kind of impact do you see them making this year?
Well, we knew we had some talent coming back, and they're going to have to step in and fill, you know, some of those spots. I'm sure we're in the same boat as everybody else right now, you know, with the weather and with kids involved in track and golf right now. We haven't seen too much of them here since the official season has started. A lot of them put time in during the winter pitching and catching, so we've got to, you know, see some improvements there. So we're hoping it all will gel together once we get everybody on the field.
Well, pitching-wise, Emily Egger was right there alongside Katie Davidson last year, and you got Emerson Else, an up-and-comer. So as far as in the circle, how do you see that taking shape?
Yeah, we're actually pretty fortunate. We probably have five or six kids that could actually throw. You know, Emily is probably our veteran there, but Emerson has put a lot of time in this winter, and we're expecting some big things out of her. And we got some other girls behind her. Beth Meyer and Maddie Else both have been doing a lot of pitching, and Katie Brinkman. So I think, you know, we can got a lot of variables. We can move people around to a lot of different positions and still be okay.
All right. Well, we started mentioning the young players coming in, but the cupboard not totally bare from a season ago. If you can point out some of those that do return, upperclassmen, and maybe some of those younger players that you think have a good chance to see plenty of time.
Yeah, we're actually really young. We, I think out of our 24, 25 kids that we have out, only four are either juniors or seniors total. So it is pretty young. Emily Egger will be one of our senior you know, returners that has played quite a few games, and so has Kaylee Blenner. She's been a shortstop, I know for sure, at least since her freshman year, maybe even played a little as an eighth grader. Megan Weiss will play quite a bit, and she played a lot last year. And then Harley Wagner will be our other upperclassman that has put in a lot of time. She's played various positions, and she could do the same thing this year. With a lot of our young kids, we got, like we said, we got the Emerson Else and Maddie Else, who both will play a lot. Kenzie Dettler is going to play quite a bit. I think Paige Todd will be in the mix, and Gracie Chance will be in the mix. You know, I'm probably leaving somebody out, but there's just a really talented group of young kids there that are going to, you know, get to a lot of playing time. So we're pretty excited about the kids that we got coming back, and we think that if they continue to work hard like this group has shown in the past, that, you know, good things will happen.
Well, as you pointed out, with spring sports still ongoing, haven't had a whole lot of time with everybody on the practice field. I'm thinking, as you always seem to be, you're going to be able to hit the ball pretty well again this year. Are there other keys that you see to having a successful season? Does it really boil down to the development of a lot of those younger players?
Yeah, I think two things that are going to have to happen for us to have a outstanding season will be our pitching is going to have to be consistent, and our defense will have to be consistent, because I think we got the kids that are going to hit the ball, and we got lots of speed. So I mean, they're going to be able to, you know, cause some problems on the base pass for some teams. But we need that to happen, and then, you know, like the old saying goes, pitching and defense wins. I think we're going to put it to a test this year.
Yeah. You know, Western Valley Conference, I'm thinking you're going to be able to make some noise, but Woodbury Central, they should be really strong again. And River Valley, defending state qualifier, returns what most, if not all, their team.
Yeah, our conference is stacked. You know, River Valley returns all nine starters. So they'll be pretty solid. and, you know, they were a state qualifier, like you said, last year. Lawton Bronson has the Bender girl that pitches, so they're always going to be a pretty solid team. Yeah. Woodbury Central will be a pretty solid team. You know, Westwood's always a pretty solid team. So, you know, and then you add in Mapleton and ourselves. So, it, you know, like last year, on any given night, everybody took turns beating each other.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be an exciting season.
And that season for Ridgeview softball will be getting underway a week from today, Tuesday, May 24th. They'll be hosting Kingsley Pearson, and we'll be seeing you a couple nights after that, Scott, when you travel to take on your rival OABCIG. Coach Phelps, thank you, and we'll chat again soon.
All right, no problem, Ron. Thank you very much. We'll see you down the road.